Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the farmers, farming potatoes and rice, farming chickens, farming fish and snakes. Good morning, snake farmers and snake charmers. It is August the 6th. 2026, it's almost 10 a.m. on the Olympic Peninsula, and it's your good friend Dan here to talk to you about whatever kind of bullshit's on my mind. But before we get into that, here are your headlines from ZeroHedge.com. The AI build-out keeps accelerating. Moderna's got a new mRNA vaccine, flu vaccine, that won FDA approval. Somebody's got a magical stock list. The Hormuz deal shock is shocked again. Iranian state media says U.S. Israeli vessels banned. Oil surges again, right? Then it'll go down. Then it'll go up again. Senate panel holds Fauci in contempt for refusing to answer questions. Warsh's quiet revolution, less Fed guidance, more market chaos. Change of plans, it looks like the Japanese are having issues. FOMO to oh no, threat against American interests. U.S. halts McCoacan avocado inspections. Europe just won't stop going up. Camp David clash, Trump hammered Hegseth for misleading him on arms supply. Oh boy. America's capturing ever more of the world's profits. Oh boy. Anti-Trump GOP governors plot to undermine president's immigration crackdown. Market recovered. What? Musk responds to French green leaders' demands. Hyperscaler bond spreads. What if open weight models? Great retail rotation. Federal Review finds 90% of your assholes filled with cocaine. Situational awareness returns with $400 million investment after nearly collapsing. They must have good friends. Initial jobless claims continue to show that it's a low hire, no fire. How about nobody's getting hired and nobody's getting fired? Or maybe the whole thing's bullshit, you know? Celsius shares crash as revenues miss estimates. Oh boy, magical pay for water. Well, that's coming anyways. Yeah, that's your news. And I cannot tell you if the Strait of Hormuz is open or if the Strait of Hormuz is closed. I am not even sure it's a real place. It's true that prices have gone up, but they haven't really spiked. I've seen no indication of the kind of crazy inflation that we would expect if the Strait of Hormuz was really closed. In fact, the whole thing is beginning to look kind of iffy. Does it mean it's easy to buy food? No, food's expensive. But it's been expensive and getting more expensive for many years. In fact, it's been decreasing in quality since I was a kid and increasing in quantity to some extent, and then all of a sudden decreasing in quantity and increasing in price. But still, the decrease in quality continues. So we have been paying more for less ever since I was a kid. It's just that all of a sudden, the really garbage food is not garbage cheap. I bring this up because it's fair to criticize the economic bullshit we get fed. But when I was in college, they said there's three types of goods: inferior, normal, and luxury. And the key point back then was water and food were both defined as inferior goods, which means everybody gets them. Doesn't even matter how poor you are. Now, of course, this was America in the 1980s. This was the United States of America. There were plenty of places around the world at that time where food and clean water were not so cheap or easy to get to. But we never saw it that way. We always assumed that the whole world became like America, that all of a sudden we would have everything we needed. And we also assumed that we were some sort of beacon of liberty because that's what we were told. You know, we were the beacon of freedom. We really weren't, but that's what we were told and that's what we said over and over again like a mantra. City on a hill, magical land of liberty. but really not. I can't tell you about the Iran conflict. It looks like some type of constructed event. I really don't want to ask why. There's not a lot about it that's adding up right now. And I'm not talking about Trump, whatever it is, or Netanyahu or Israel. I'm not talking about that side of the equation. I'm talking about Iran. There is no good reason for their halting their missile attacks on Israel proper back in April, essentially, when it was really doing damage. And the excuse we continually get is, well, it's because the Israelis have nuclear weapons. Okay. But I think the Iranians knew that before this started. So it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. If the argument is Israel has nuclear weapons, then the answer is Iran is kind of doomed. Because what the Israelis will do, and they control our government, right? They will simply starve the Iranians out. And they'll play the Sitzkrieg, the phony war, the grifter war. And whereas we may not be good at the current kind of actual war, when it comes to grifter wars, con artist wars, wars involving people who are pieces of shit and using their ability to manipulate others, that's something that the state of Israel and the United States is pretty good at. So again, doesn't really make a lot of sense. The Iranians had a tiger by the toe, and then they let go. Why? I get all kinds of crazy reasons, to include there's some type of super strategy that the Iranians are playing out, but I don't know, folks. If this is an actual war, I don't think we've seen the war part yet. And yes, it does appear people have been killed, but a lot like the COVID, not necessarily the numbers you would expect, right? And not the observational evidence. Like with the COVID, the Washington State National Guard Hospital was set up for 3 weeks in March of 2020, then it was torn down. That was the reality of it. The reality is it wasn't really happening. With the Iran conflict, there's a debate about how many Americans have been killed so far. Maybe it's 4, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 20. The number could be 100. I don't really know, but it's certainly not 1,000 or 10,000. It's not a gigantic number. It's not a number that would be hard to hide. Again, who knows? And with the fires, we have the continual story, the replaying of the story. It's some hobo with a Bic. It's a leftist with some matches. It's a crazy person with gasoline. The problem is they've been around forever. They're not new to the equation. And it helps people to believe that some random person is to blame. It's a lot like the Beatles, blaming the Beatles. You know, the Beatles come into a forest because the forest is dying. The edgelords don't want to talk about that. Or they'll blame, oh, it's forest. It's the Forest Service. They haven't been cleaning the bits and pieces off the bottom of the forest. Well, forests have been doing that on their own with a healthy microbiome forever. So again, these excuses we keep coming up with, these reasons for why the forests are catching fire, they're fed to us. I don't think that people are coming up with them on their own, but they're dumb. Of course somebody could have set a fire. Of course some random homeless person might have had a campfire get out of control. That's happened many times before. Why don't we talk about the fact that the West Coast has been in a net drought for more than 2 decades? That's weird. Or that a lot of not just the mountain snow that we expect every year to feed the rivers is going away. A lot of it's sublimating, but just as important, the permafrost, the frozen stuff that stays permanently frozen is gone from a lot of the, you know, at least the western mountain ranges, and from what we can tell, probably many of the mountain ranges around the world almost gone. We don't talk about that. We talk about other kinds of magical bullshit. When it comes to the Colorado River, you'll find 50 AI-generated videos telling you, well, 100 years ago, a bunch of old white dudes made a deal they shouldn't have made. And what's really funny is that the edgelords of MAGA, who professed the whiteness of America was better, use these videos as arguments, which means that in one state of their consciousness, they're arguing, why can't things be like they used to be? But then they use the way things used to be as a reason why, okay. Pick a fucking lane, dude. Pick a lane. Is it that they were so much better, or really they were just the same? And that it wasn't really a better solution 100 years ago, people were just as stupid. Or maybe they weren't as stupid and they were smarter. Do we really know? Do we fucking care? We conveniently reference the history when it can help us, but then we ignore a lot of it. I saw somebody on the internet post something the other day to the extent that our grandparents fought, killed communists. They didn't befriend them or let them into the country. During World War II, we allied ourselves with Joseph Stalin, arguably one of the worst communists of the 20th century. FDR ran for office 3 times, and if he wasn't a communist, he was definitely some kind of socialist. The argument that somehow, it just doesn't add up, folks. It's a lot of it, in terms of the stages of grieving, a lot of what I'm seeing right now falls into bargaining. A fair amount of denial. The anger's always there, but it's the bargaining. It's the trying to come up with excuses and reasons for why this is happening. There are fires around the Arctic Circle that don't go out anymore. It's something a lot of the edgelords don't like talking about. Well, these are peat permafrost fires. These are fires that are fueled by permafrost that is tens of thousands to millions of years old that's thawing out. And as it thaws out, it becomes what it can be and is, and that's fuel. Fuel for fires, fuel for everything else. Has zero to do with your cheeseburgers, has zero to do with you being poor. Another one of the common themes of all this, too, is that it's always going to be some poor person. Poor woman, poor dude. Sure, they're crazy. Sure, they're probably manipulated by Al Gore, right? But you don't really see rich people being used as the examples of people setting fires. Now, rich people fly planes. They burn shit all the time. In fact, rich people do all kinds of crazy shit with fires, but never in a million years would it be a middle class or rich person that set the fire. It's always some random dude who had a horrible life, some random woman who was crazy or schizophrenic. When the building's aflame, folks, find some poor folks to blame. That's the news. But it all looks like garbage to me. If you want me to tell you what I think's going on, I think something horrible's about to happen. I have been in that mindset for the last 24 months. I think that the craziness of the manipulation has a certain shelf life, and that the shelf life is running out. And a lot of people will still buy into the Beatles and the Bic Lighters up to a point. But then they say, well, there aren't enough of these Bic Lighter people, so why is the fire over there burning? You've told us about the Spokane fire, but what about that other fire? And they could keep coming up with random people they can blame. But really, people have been setting fires and not controlling them at all forever. People have been going camping and not managing their fires and their coals forever. We should ask the question, what's changed? We shouldn't ask the question, why are these people starting fires? They're going to start fires. That's what they'll do. Why are these fires getting so out of control? And if the excuses go back to the common themes, then maybe you're being lied to. Maybe you're being manipulated. So I don't know what's going on. And I truly don't have much more to talk about. I don't.